Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell my age because.
Hold up a little closer.
Yep. I tell my age because I'm grateful and thankful to God for it. I'm 69 years old. I don't want to go no more years being just a normal George. I just don't.
Nope.
I want to praise God with everything I got.
Amen.
See, so I can say to George, you wasted them years, man. Well, you could have been really worship and praise and magnify God with all your heart. And I could. So I get up in the morning, my wife, and I ask her how she's doing, and I talk with the Lord and tell him how grateful I am for to get up this day and give him thanks and give him glory and give him honor and give him praise. So the first, when I walk out outside, I just shout glory to God as loud as I can. The dogs look up, the cows look up. y'all make that complaint. The animals look like they come to an attention. They just stand still and just look. Man, praising God is an awesome weapon. I tell you this, when I went to, y'all remember Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I went all the way to Texas to see him, and he didn't even know I was there. He was just out of it. That's why I say he hadn't did anything in 2 or 3 days. I just went to praising God. I just went to glorifying God. And after a while, Mike woke up, he said, hey, George Davis.
Hallelujeah.
And his wife and his children just, and he stayed like that for about 30 minutes. He just fellowship with his family, talk with them, communion fellowship with them. And that was one of the awesome things I ever seen God do in my life.
Praise God.
In that midst right there. Man, I just went in. I didn't ask the family about worship and praise and magnify and glorify God. I just went in. I just worship and praise and magnify and glorify. And it just praised God. And all of a sudden, he just said it like he ain't never been sick. Never anything ever happened to him. With a bold voice. He said, George Davis, that's you. I said, that's me, buddy. I'm here.
Hallelujah.
God, glory and honor and praise. I'm going to tell y'all now. Don't stop praising. If you get in your spirit, if you're led by the spirit, sometimes when you get out at Walmart, you just holler.
Mm-hmm.
To God. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Get their attention. Another reason why I praise God so because I go to the nursing home, I see a lot of people. They just sit day after day after day after day. And God allowed me, God enabled me, man, to run, to do, and I'm gonna sit down and won't praise Him, won't magnify Him, won't glorify Him. That just ain't right. And He done blessed a lot of us to do praise and worship and magnify Him, and we just sit down. I will bless Him as long as I live.
Thank you, Brother George. Thank you. Thank you, Brother George. You know, I made a decision. Thank you, Brother Joy. Thank you, Mr. Jones. I made a decision. You watch me. I don't know what y'all plan to do Sunday. I don't even know what y'all don't come here acting like the old church act. I don't care if I have to praise God all the way through the service till I get you. I'm going to praise God. Do y'all hear me?
Hallelujah.
If God is not doing stuff and we don't prove He's true, people stay at home. They ain't coming to something just a little routine stuff all the time. We all have some wildfire.
Amen.
I said we all have. We come too much and we gotten in a routine. I ain't gonna let you stay there.
Amen.
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 And I'm telling you the truth. I preach better when you sick me.
Hallelujah.
Dog run better. I hunt it. And you say, we start hollering at that dog.
He gonna get it.
He go after it.
Yes, sir.
It run better. If y'all would have sit there and look at me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'll be wondering, what am I doing? But when you say, go ahead, man, preach that gospel.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You get on your feet instead of just walking in, sitting in your seat. And while you're coming, you don't even feel like you tell your body you had your chance. So don't leave me talking to me now. You had your chance. And if I didn't respond to you then by staying at the house, don't you try to hinder me now. I'm in this building. I have come together with my brothers and sisters, and I'm gonna praise him like I'm crazy. And you watch what happens. You're gonna see people that you never seen before. You're gonna start experiencing things in your personal life that you never experienced before. Hallelujah. Because the enemy trying to steal from us, I am not gonna let him do it. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Ooh, I thought I was going to talk tonight, but that's what he did. I thought I had some stuff to tell y'all tonight, but that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, I thought I did. Hallelujah. I thought I did, but we go with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We flow with him, whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah.
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 I tell you, there's a revival in you. So we try to pray it down. Lord, we're going to pray a revival. No, it's right here. You need to stir it up. Amen. Anyone else? Ushers, go ahead and receive the offering. Don't ask me to sing it. I'm trying to get my throat clear now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm just as fine as I can be. But hallelujah. Glory to God.